by Lee Montville, staff writer, Dateline, Los Angeles. The drill was simple. Three members of the Boston Celtics would thump down the long basketball court at the University of Loyola. They would weave and pass and run pell-mell, with the final step being a layup. Then they would come back the other way. Same thing. Another group would follow. 20 layups in a row, said Bill Russell, sweatless and without a t-shirt on one side of the court. The troops responded, after a while. For a long time, they would make double-figure assaults at the 20 straight layups. Then a Don Chaney or a Mal Graham would flub a shot. One, Russell would say, as the next three-man group rolled down the court. Sometimes, like an aggravated drill sergeant, he wouldn't count too well, and 14 straight layups would be numbered as six in Russell's delayed cadence, count. The drill, 1 hour after the team had stepped from a 5.5-hour plane ride, had a purpose. The Celtics are going to have to run and run, using their familiar success formula, if they hope to win National Basketball Association Championship number 11. The Los Angeles Lakers, the opposition in the finals for the sixth time, have played different basketball this year. The difference has been noticeable. Its name is Wilt Chamberlain. The 7-foot, 1-inch center has slowed down the Lakers. He has forgotten the quick outlet pass and made a team with Jerry West and Elgin Baylor conscious of working plays. On defense, he has done a Russell-esque job, blocking layups and forcing jump shooters into funny jump shots. His defense is the main reason the Celtics have to run. You have to run the Lakers some, said the Celtics' Bailey Howell, the man who finally scored the 20th consecutive layup. If you don't get any fast break baskets, you don't get close shots at all. You can't let Wilt get set up all the time. When he sets up, he forces you outside. You don't ever win with outside shooting. And once Wilt sets up, we can't move him, said John Havlicek, whose basketball gospel has involved foot racing as much as foul shooting. A center like Zelmo Beatty of the Atlanta Hawks can do it, but Russ can't. Beatty, who is a good outside shooter, can hit that little 15-foot jumper all day. Wilt has to come out. With us, he knows he doesn't have to worry about Russ shooting from the outside. The game plan for the opening of the best-of-seven series Wednesday night at the Forum in Inglewood will be made today. The Celtics plan a closed practice at the Forum this afternoon. Changes will be made. Every series is different, Russell said while taking a whirlpool bath after throwing the team into a 7-basket, losers-take-20-lap scrimmage. This is an entirely different team from the one we played last year. At the Forum, we will try to prepare directly for the Lakers. Today, we were just running. Russell said Howell would probably draw the defensive assignment against Baylor, with Emmett Bryant against West. Both choices, however, were subject to change this afternoon and after the Wednesday night opener. The Notebook. The Lakers held an informal workout, shoot if you want to shoot, in the morning at Loyola. Thus far, in 6 playoff dates, they have drawn 2,000 more people than Bill Sharman's L.A. Stars team in the American Basketball Association drew all year. I'll tell you this, Russell said with a whirlpool bath smile. The two best teams in the league are in the playoffs. All the has-beens, the third and fourth best centers in the All-Star balloting. Russell declined to call this the best Laker team the Celtics have faced in the playoffs. We'll have to see what happens, and I don't mean who wins and who loses, but how the games are played, he said. You have to remember that our team is not as strong as it has been in other years, years when people like Sam and Casey Jones were coming off the bench. Boston Evening Globe, April 22, 1969.